'Tis the season of giving, and the annual weeks-long tradition has returned to the Nelson Community Food Center. They give out holiday-centric food on the first three Wednesdays in December. This year, the organization added an extra day to make it 4 weeks of giving. Andrew Creedon is the community relations manager and spoke to KCR reporter Keely Bartlett the day after record-breaking first Wednesday of Festive Food Days. This is Keely with the story.
This year, the Festive Food Days are on for longer and giving away more. Andrew Creedon shares how the first day went.
We broke our previous records. We gave out 337 bags of groceries. So it went well because lots of people are coming and taking advantage of the good food we're sharing out. With COVID having been around for so long now, we're noticing that different people are coming to our Good Food Bank program. People who have recently lost their jobs or who are precariously housed. That's an interesting part of what we've noticed over the month since March. I think that's part of why the numbers were higher than they've ever been. Coming up next Wednesday, we anticipate that the numbers might even be higher.
Part of the decision to extend Festive Food Days by a week was because of how the Wednesdays lined up with the holidays. If the center did their usual 3 weeks, the food bank would close before the 23rd for the holidays, and people relying on the program would go too long without food.
The Festive Food Days are a program we run in the month of December, and we used to do hampers about 3 years ago, and we just found that hampers, which happened only on one day, were kind of uneven and didn't always serve our regular program participants. So we shifted to something called Festive Food Days. This year it's the first 4 weeks in December. It's festive because we're giving away kind of specialty items. Yesterday, we gave away some books that were donated from Columbia Basin Alliance for Literacy and the Nelson Public Library, as well as our regular bag of groceries that also included some butter. Every Wednesday from now until the 23rd of December, we're going to be giving away some special items so that the people who come to us can celebrate the season as best as they can with some poultry and vegetarian options toward the end of the month.
Their ongoing programs include a harvest rescue program in the summer and fall and garden and cooking classes, some of which have gone virtual.
We've started a YouTube channel, so Michaela, our food skills coordinator, teaches people how to make various recipes online, and we also have a kids club program through which youngsters can come and grab a bag of food and watch a video, and we have a hotline so they can call in if they have any questions about the recipes.
Three meals a day are crucial, and for some in our community, not a certain thing. This week, the Canada Food Price Report said Canadian families may be paying an extra $695 for food in the new year. It's the highest increase the report has predicted in its 11 years.
I generally think that food, and healthful food in particular, contributes to people's well-being, both mentally and physically. And we at the Nelson Community Food Center aren't in the business of eliminating poverty. We'll leave that up to the government. Our food bank, in particular, is kind of a stopgap solution to help people come to our door with a sense of dignity, and we don't do any means testing, so it's not like we ask people how poor they are before we help them out. If people are well-fed, then they are more likely to feel good about themselves and feel healthy both mentally and physically, and that's kind of a good foundation to any well-functioning community and society. Judging from the popularity of the program yesterday, it'd be about 1,300 visits over the month. So it's pretty significant. And we've noticed that, as well as an increase in about 50 to 75% of visitors to our Good Food Bank program, we've also witnessed and experienced some rising food costs. So that's why we're keen for donations to help us out with our programs. We do have many local donors, and we're remarkably lucky in the town of Nelson to have a very big number of individual donors. Can say that we did receive a wave of donations and support from the community when COVID began back in March, which was totally unprecedented. Had a bunch of new donors, so that was great. So I'm kind of encouraged and hoping that we'll get a good chunk of donations this year. It's a unique year, so who knows? And people do what they can. We can't ask for any more than that, and we appreciate everything.
This year, the Nelson Community Food Center is focusing on financial donations and less on food item donations. They would have to quarantine the food for a period of time, whereas financial contributions can be used right away and help the society prioritize what community members need.
If you'd like to make a donation, please go to our website, which is nelsoncfc.ca, and you'll see a little green donate button at the top top right-hand corner of the homepage. And just to give people an idea, to make it a little more tangible, a donation of $60 helps a single person. A donation of $150 helps a small family. A donation of $250 helps a large family. And there you also have the opportunity to become a monthly donor. They donate all the time, so we have a predictable cash flow and are able to concentrate more on running our programs and focusing a little less on fundraising. Anybody's welcome. We have a schedule that people sign up for. So if people are keen to take advantage of the festive food days and our good food bank, I encourage them to give a call to 354-1633, and they'll get to enjoy some healthful food that will hopefully make them feel good and enjoy the holiday season like all of us are. Between now and January 1st, we're pretty much set for volunteers, I'd say. After that point, if people are keen to volunteer, and I do encourage them to consider it, they can call that same number again, 354-1633, and speak with our volunteer coordinator / program manager, Sherry Kyle, and she can help them out, or you can go onto the website and fill out a simple form that'll point in the direction of volunteering. The volunteers are an incredibly important part of our organization, and it's really kind of touching and inspiring to see them, masks on, putting together bags of groceries to give out, portioning cookies yesterday. And it's a busy time for us, but it's a great time for us just because we feel like we're helping out, and that's kind of what it's all about. If you feel like helping out and you feel like making a donation, that's great. If you are a little low on cash and are having trouble paying for your food, you're welcome to call us at 354-1633 and get an appointment time for a good food bank on Wednesday, and you can come by and see us, and we'll give you some good food.
Well, you've been listening to KCR's reporter Keely Bartlett's story on festive food days in Nelson. Andrew Creighton shared how the first festive food day of the year kicked off with a record-breaking giveaway. The Nelson Community Food Center can be reached at 354-1633 or nelsoncfc.ca.